Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, What Will Jesus Say About Me?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him. Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, It is not lawful for you to have her. Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded John as a prophet. At a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests, and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist. The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him. And they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. John was arrested because he had the courage to reprimand Herod and his wife for their unlawful marriage. His vocation was to call people to repentance because he believed the Messiah was coming soon and that the people should be preparing for him by turning from sin and welcoming him into their lives. John had baptized Jesus and called him the Lamb of God, had professed his unworthiness to even unfasten the strap of Jesus' sandal. Even before John was born, he gave witness to Jesus when he leaped in his mother's womb as Mary, who was pregnant with Jesus, approached Elizabeth. Now, here he is in prison for speaking the truth of his conviction, the need for repentance to prepare the way of the Lord. It was while he was in prison that he sent his followers to ask Jesus if he truly was the one they were waiting for. And we have Jesus' answer. Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind recover their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are made clean. The deaf hear. The dead are raised to life. And the poor are hearing the good news. John would have understood this response. And then Matthew tells us that when the messengers were on their way back, Jesus gives John the greatest compliment. He not only calls John a prophet, but applies the words of Scripture to him, saying, Here is my herald, whom I send on ahead of you, and he will prepare your way before you. Jesus tells the people that never has there appeared on earth a mother's son greater than John the Baptist. I hope the messengers heard Jesus' comment about John, even though they were on their way back to report to him. And I hope they told him what Jesus said. What a great comfort that would have been to John. He would have been humbled, grateful, joyful, overwhelmed by Jesus' tribute to him. What a consolation as he realized that his mission and purpose in life was fulfilled. What can we learn from John's martyrdom? Maybe this event can be a means of grace by inspiring us to be more faithful in fulfilling what we believe is our purpose in life. Maybe it will move us to think more about our own death. It is the most certain event that will come to pass. What do we want our hearts to be like when that time comes? What do I want Jesus to say about me? What do I think Jesus will say about me?